You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My house sounded exactly like this while my family and I were opening up presents over the holiday. Make no mistake about it, it's not the crackling of a real fire. I don't even have a wood-burning fireplace in my house. I got one of those lame gas ones.
Right, but it is the actual crackling of a real fire, a video that was posted to YouTube in 2016. Now 157 million people have viewed it, and that person has made more than $1 million from that video.
Just for having an idea of filming their fireplace and putting it on YouTube. Now, I wasn't aware that was the origin of the burning Yule log. I got for a present one year, a stocking stuffer from one of those secret Santas at work, the DVD of the burning Yule log. That's what it's called.
And you know, that may have existed before this video was uploaded, but somebody was smart enough to think, you know, if I post this on YouTube, I wonder if I can make some money with it.
Well they did for me, because I did not go into my DVD. I couldn't even find the Yule log DVD anymore, because I don't need to. It's on Netflix now.
I mean, why can't we just think of something so simple like that?
I know.
You know, and just put it up there and then forget about it for a while until all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I'm getting checks.
One person had an idea and boom, they ran with it, as opposed to most of us who have an idea and then something better comes on TV or we fall asleep and, you know, and we forget about it.
I know.
Well, here's to that million-dollar idea.
Amazing, huh?
And if you come up with one, A, run with it. B, remember John and Tammy. We are your friends. 833-287-1037. I mean, after all, to prove that we are your friends, we're going to give you a chance to win $100 just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And it gets better, because we are sending you to see Lady A win or lose. Call right now, 833-287-1037, and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Casey is in Hillcrest. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Absolutely, Tammy. Take a second, please.
Okay, no worries.
Casey, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100. Also, remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Beautiful.
Casey, Netflix is bringing back the OG talent show Star Search. True or false? An 8-year-old Leanne Rimes once competed on Star Search.
True.
Actor Dustin Diamond would have celebrated a birthday this week. Dustin played who on Saved by the Bell?
I have never seen that. I don't know.
Jimmy Kimmel Live won the Critics' Choice Award over the weekend for Best Talk Show. What network airs Jimmy Kimmel Live?
NBC.
A list of the best rock movies of every year includes the Freddie Mercury and Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. Did that movie come out in 2016, 2017, or 2018?
2017.
Mickey Rourke is flat out refusing any money from a GoFundMe page that was set up by his management team. He wants everyone who donated to it to get their money back. Mickey is an Oscar nominee who played villain Ivan Vanko in what Marvel superhero movie?
Wow, it is not my day. I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Casey, what's on the agenda today?
I am driving to work to be a nanny.
One kid, many kids, how many kids?
One kid, he's two. It's a great day, honestly, just playing all day.
Oh, nice.
It's a good time.
Look at you. Awesome to love your job, isn't it?
It is very nice.
Tammy, Casey today did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Netflix is bringing back the OG talent show Star Search. True or false? An 8-year-old Leanne Rimes once competed on Star Search.
That is true.
That is true. She didn't win, but she made an impact. And just a few years later, she'd release Blue.
14, when that was number one
and
song.
It was the biggest record she ever did.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-1. Actor Dustin Diamond would have celebrated a birthday this week. Who did he play on Saved by the Bell?
Screech.
He was Screech. Casey had no idea. 2-1 Tam. Jimmy Kimmel Live won the Critics' Choice Award over the weekend for Best Talk Show. What network airs Jimmy Kimmel Live?
ABC.
ABC. Casey went NBC. 3-1 Tam. A list of the best rock movies of every year includes the Freddie Mercury and Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody. Did that come out in 2016, 2017, or 2018?
I have no idea. 18.
2018 is right.
Oh.
Pulled that one out, huh?
I did.
Casey guessed as well, but guessed incorrectly. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Mickey Rourke is flat out not accepting any money from a GoFund page that was set up for him. Actually, his management team started it. He wants everyone who donated to get their money back. Mickey is an Oscar nominee who played villain Ivan Vanko in what Marvel superhero movie?
That was one of the Avengers. It was an Iron Man one, wasn't it? But I don't remember which one. Iron Man 3?
Yes, it was an Avengers movie. Yes, it was an Iron Man movie. But unfortunately, it was Iron Man 2.
Okay.
That was a tough one.
That was so close.
Unfortunately, you're not going to beat Tammy today. She beats you by a score of 4-1. No money, but a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see Lady A, March 19th at Viejas Casino.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
All right, Casey, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Casey in Hillcrest, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Well, I let you know yesterday that I was going on an adventure to the Carlsbad Library, because for the first time, I mean, I don't even remember, for the first time in a very long time, I have a library card. Just to recap, my daughter Abby started a family book club, and instead of buying a new book every time and then doing nothing with it when it's over, then when you're done reading it,
she's like, Dad, here's something you can do. Get a library card.
And at first I was like, refresh my memory. What's a library again? It's been a while, after all.
I want to see your library card because I haven't had a library card since school, and it was paper, and it just had my name typed on it.
Well, this is laminated. There it is. It's the Carlsbad Library card.
Nice.
It's actually a hard card. And I also have, hang on, wait for it. I've got the library key fob.
Okay.
I was so excited yesterday.
I bet.
First of all, I had not, again, as I mentioned, I had not been in the library forever. The first thing I remembered about the library was the smell of a library.
Mm-hmm.
Every library smells exactly the same. I don't care what day, year, decade it is. That library took me back to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go see 3 family movies every other week or so.
I want to know, in your excitement and everything about, and since you haven't been to a library really since you were a kid, did you get shushed?
I did not get shushed. I was on my best behavior. But it's weird because once I walked into the door of the library, all library etiquette came roaring right back.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, shh. I was not shushed. And I was very aware of library etiquette while I was there.
2 things. Did you get your free bookmark?
I did not get a free bookmark.
You were all excited yesterday thinking you were going to get one. I'm sorry that you didn't.
I did not. You know what? I forgot to ask. I was so excited about my new shiny card.
Number 2, what books did you check out?
Well, I have a book on hold.
Okay.
It's called Stranger on a Train. That is the family book club that we all agreed on book. And I am waiting for it to get transferred over from the other Carlsbad library.
Okay, awesome.
Should be here today. I'll be getting a text.
Okay.
You know, progress and all.
Well, good for you for getting a library card.
I'll tell you, though, it was kind of refreshing that other than the text about when my book gets here, everything else about the library is exactly the same.
Nice.
It doesn't change. If you see me at the Carlsbad Library, say hi, but do it quietly.
Yes.
It is a library, after all. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. I got tricked by a Padres fan page into thinking that some of the bobbleheads that they put on social media are what's coming up in the upcoming season of bobbleheads.
Okay.
That's how authentic this looks. The page is Keep the Faith SD. It's a fan page for the Padres. And they've got their thoughts on what should be the 2026 bobblehead series.
Okay, so they're not what's actually going to be released. It's what they would like to see.
It's their idea.
Gotcha.
As far as some potential bobbleheads. And it's funny because I was in the what we call the memorabilia room in our townhouse. And what that is basically my girlfriend Sam, all of her career accolades, the awards that she's won. And then there's my side of the room, which is basically my dopey Padres bobbleheads. No awards.
Listen, bobbleheads are fun. Come on.
Yeah, you know, some they're awards fun. Would be nice too, yeah. But bobbleheads are fine. Anyway, I was thinking, I wonder what they're going to do this year and which Padres they are going to highlight. After all, the Padres bobbleheads that I have, several of them now, are collector's items. The players aren't with the squad anymore. Dylan Cease is a Blue Jay. Ha-Seong Kim, I think, is an Atlanta Brave now. Who are they going to have this year? And some of these suggestions are pretty cool. There's a Randy Jones bobblehead.
Oh, they have to do that.
I think you're right.
You know, you just have to.
Man, I was looking through some old pictures over the holiday break to put together a little end-of-the-year collage. And I just saw earlier this year, you and Randy and I at the Home of Guiding Hands walk. And he was, I mean, he wasn't well, but he was alive.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
I know.
Anyway, Randy Jones is a great idea.
Love that.
There's another Don and Mud bobblehead of the two of them together. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
And a Gavin Sheets wearing a Friar's robe. I think that'd be kind of cool, too. Mason Miller, our new closer, our new stud closer in a Grim Reaper's costume.
Okay.
I think that's kind of cool, too.
All right.
None
all
of these are official. They're just fans' ideas. I kind of like discussing this.
I think that we definitely have to petition them to do a Randy Jones bobblehead. That would be fantastic.
I don't think we're going to have to petition them too strongly, and you have to know that the Padres are going to do some type of massive celebration of life for Randy Jones when the season begins. Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love it. I love these ideas. We'll have to come up with some more.
I love the fact that my best Christmas present by far this year, no disrespect to my family who I love, was a pair of tickets to the Padres home opener.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it was my daughter's boyfriend that got him for me.
Ooh.
Oh, did he score?
Yes, he did.
Oh, did he score?
Good job, dude. Good job.
I was expecting like a handed marriage question afterwards. It didn't happen, by the way, because I would have said yes to anything at that point.
Yes.
You want to move in? I don't care. Take my bed. Thanks for the present. It's never too early to say go Pods.
No.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's another big weekend between me and Tammy. For the third time in about a month now,
I know.
Our teams face each other. My beloved Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears against Tammy's Packers.
Go Pack, go!
And here's the worst part about it now, or the best part, depending on how you look at it. This is a playoff game, which means it's all or nothing. When we're on the air Monday, one of us is going to be very happy that our team's season continues. One of us, hopefully Tammy, is going to be very upset that her team's season came to an end over the weekend.
I'm very nervous about this one, especially because we had so many players hurt. I'm just very worried about the team itself.
If there's any indication as to popular consensus, at least where I live, I've been wearing a lot of Bears memorabilia, and I've been getting stopped a lot more than I usually have with "Go Bears, Bear Down, Let's go Bears." than I ever have. The norm used to be that the Packers had the biggest fan base in America. I'm telling you, there's a lot, at least where I live, a lot of Chicago fans who are finally, well, maybe it's we've had nothing to cheer about for so many years. We're coming out of the woodwork. But yes, a lot of Bears fans in San Diego County.
I have someone super famous, John, who is on my side of being a Packers fan, and that is none other than Oscar-winning actress Jodie Foster, who is a huge Packers fan.
Why?
She was on Kelly Clarkson's show, and by the way, you're going to love this. You'll listen to it even though Jody's a Packer fan, because Kelly Clarkson is into fantasy football now.
Got into fantasy football this season?
Okay.
Do you have a group text with the people that you're in the league with?
Yes, I do.
Is it not so much fun?
You're not
fun?
One of them, are you?
No, I'm okay, saying I love it. That's so fun. I find myself now loving other teams just because of players, because they've been on my team.
Yeah, because now you learn about them. And I'm a Green Bay fan, so sorry about that.
Suck it. Okay. I'm just kidding.
God, Kelly Clarkson might be the perfect woman.
But did you see Jodie Foster wearing an actual Super Bowl ring, a Green Bay Packers winning Super Bowl ring?
It's a shame about Jodie Foster liking the Packers. But what?
Oh,
come
yeah,
on,
I'm
honest.
Sure she gives she's a not, crap what you think.
She's not much of an she's not much of an actress anyway, so it doesn't really
matter. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. You're so upset that she's a fan of the Packers.
I don't understand anybody being a fan of the Packers who doesn't live in Green Bay, but apparently I'm way in the minority. All right. It should be a very interesting Monday morning. Tammy, listen, I will not be speaking with you this weekend.
I know,
and that's not,
I get
nothing
it.
Personal.
I know. I get it. And I hope that no one gets hurt on your team. I hope no one gets hurt on my team. I hope it's a good game. That's what I hope for. Don't give me that look.
I just wonder where the... okay.
I'm not. I don't play like you do, John.
No,
I won't sit and say anything crappy about your team.
I wonder if you saying you're not playing like I do is your way of playing like I do. I still haven't figured it out yet. Okay. Anyway, go Bears.
Go
Bear Pack. Down.
Go Pecco. Go Pecco.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Amber. Amber is in Encinitas. Hi, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Back. Do me a favor. Please kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, you're out.
All right. Good luck.
You're out. Love it. Amber, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, who's out. You get $100. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Zahara Jolie Pitt turned 21 this week. Who are her celebrity parents?
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Garth Brooks is hinting that new music is coming in 2026, but did not post anything on social media about it. Instead, he just updated his website. Let's play the high-low game. Garth is one of the highest-selling recording artists of all time. Worldwide, he has sold over 150 million records. Is that too high, or is it too low?
Too low.
A bunch of fans think Florida Georgia Line is reuniting, mostly because Brian Kelly posted a video of him hiking with Tyler Hubbard. Brian and Tyler met in college. Where do they meet in college? In Florida, Georgia, or Tennessee?
Florida?
Bradley Cooper is denying plastic surgery rumors. In one of Bradley's earliest movies, he plays a villain. In what Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie?
Wedding Crashers?
Matthew McConaughey can't smoke pot with Woody Harrelson anymore. He says, quote, the new stuff does not agree with my constitution and my mental makeup. Tell me the HBO drama these two starred in that takes place in Louisiana and follows a pair of state police detectives in their pursuit of a serial killer.
True Detectives.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Amber, where are you off to today?
I'm headed to work. Just dropped the kids off at school.
Okay. So you're one of those rare people that drops their kids off at school and goes to work to relax because the kids are in school.
Exactly.
I remember those days. Amber did real well. 4 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Amber.
Timmy, Zahara Jolie Pitt turned 21 this week. Who are her celebrity parents?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Now you're up on that stuff more than I am. Are they all copacetic, or are they still not? No? Brad's out of the kid's life? Is that the deal?
Seemingly so.
Oh, man. I wonder what happened there. 1-1. Garth Brooks is hinting that new music's coming in 2026, but didn't post anything on social about it, just updated his website. Let's play the high-low game. Garth is one of the highest-selling recording artists of all time. Worldwide, he has sold over 150 million records. Is that too high or too low?
I think it's too low.
It is too low. Garth Brooks has sold over 170 million records. He's doing okay for himself. 2-2. A bunch of fans think Florida Georgia Line's reuniting mostly because Brian Kelly posted a video of him hiking with Tyler Hubbard. Brian and Tyler met in college. Where in college did they meet? In Florida, Georgia, or Tennessee?
Oh, God, that's such a good question, John, because I'm going to say Tennessee.
One's from Florida, one is from Georgia, but they went to college at Belmont College in Tennessee. That is right. Unfortunately, Amber, that's the only one she missed. Went with Florida, 3-2 Tammy. Bradley Cooper's denying plastic surgery rumors. Brad, no. Sorry. You got plastic surgery. You can all tell. At least some filler. Is that plastic surgery?
I don't think filler's plastic surgery.
Is Botox
surgery.
Plastic surgery?
No, because it's just an injection.
Is Botox the same as filler?
No.
Okay. Can you use jam as filler?
No.
No, you can't?
Not unless it's filling your sandwich.
Okay. In one of Bradley's earliest movies, he played a villain. It was a Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie. What's it called?
Wedding Crashers.
He's so good.
Oh, he's such a jerk in that movie. So unlikable.
It is now 4-3. Amber knew that. And finally, Matthew McConaughey can't smoke pot with Woody Harrelson anymore. He says, quote, "The new stuff does not agree with my constitution and my mental makeup." You can't handle it. Tell me the HBO drama these two starred in that takes place in Louisiana and follows a pair of state police detectives in their pursuit of a serial killer.
Oh, I can't remember. I got justified in my head, but that's the wrong show.
Amber knew it. It's called True Detective. There's been four seasons of it. All right, today, Amber, it's a tie. Unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Lady A March 19th at Viejas Casino and Resort.
All right, thank you so much.
Amber, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you very much.
I made a resolution to myself to be a little bit less neurotic and paranoid in the upcoming year, and my coworkers ruined that for me before the year even started.
Oh my God.
By apparently all disliking me.
Okay, that's what John has jumped to, because when he won one of the big raffle prizes at the company Christmas party, the big giant TV, no one clapped for him.
They clapped for everybody else. Everybody else.
Well, I decided I'm going to go ask my coworkers, is it because they don't like John? So I wasn't at the company Christmas party because I was sick. I heard that when John won the giant TV, that nobody clapped for him, and he thinks it's because nobody likes him.
We like John.
Okay.
We just wanted someone else to win.
Dorothy texted me that John won the big TV, but that nobody clapped, and now he feels like his coworkers don't like him. Is that true?
No, not at all. He shouldn't be so sensitive, because I think people were probably pretty happy for him.
Okay.
Although everybody else wanted to win the dang
they
TV.
Did.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
they
that's
did.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So.
I think John's being a little dramatic. You know, he likes to lay it down like that. People wanted to clap. You know, they just were in shock that he won something.
Well, I don't even remember if people clapped or not.
Okay.
Is this true?
That's Dorothy texted me and said that nobody clapped.
Wow, that's pretty sad
for
John.
You don't think it's because people don't like John?
I don't think so, but I'm willing to investigate now.
Okay, all right. Now it makes you wonder a little bit.
You might have to ask around.
Okay, all right.
Well, that proves that right there.
What?
Despised by all.
John, they all said it's not you. There might have been a little poking at you, but I think it's obvious that it wasn't because people didn't like you.
I really wish this would have been more of an organic conversation between you and our coworkers.
It was.
Because I'm going to think I sent you out there to do that.
John, you did send me out there to ask everybody.
They don't have to know that.
Oh, good Lord.
No, they're never going to clap for me
again. Oh, my God. You really are needy, honey.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Not to freak you out. There's plenty of day left, but today is your last day to get a chance to go to Nashville, totally private show with a couple of your pals, and see the dudes in Rascal Flatts.
Not only going to see this totally private show, we're also going to pick up your airfare. We're also going to give you a two-night stay, and you're going to meet the band. So be listening for your code words today for that once-in-a-lifetime experience for you and four of your friends. Listen for the code word at 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. When you hear the code word, you just go to KSON.com and enter it.
And as long as you're on KSON.com, click on the contests page, because in addition to all the things you know, like our KSON secret sound or Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, there are a lot of online contests that just are on KSON.com that you might not be aware of. Some really, really great trips and getaways and music opportunities. So do that. KSON.com, our contest page. With John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.